Every Friday, I come into this studio and tell y'all a little story. But today, I'm going to tell you how to write a story. Now, I don't have time for the detailed instructions, but I can give you three good tips. Number one, use plain language. When people write about something they care a lot about, they can get all tied up in knots, and often they'll try to cram everything they feel in their heart into a single sentence. And the result will be a sentence with 100 words in it. Nobody wants to read a 100-word sentence unless they're reading William Faulkner. So when somebody does that, I pull out the oldest editor's trick in the book. I look them in the eye and ask, when you wrote that, what were you trying to say? And they will answer, usually in more than one sentence. And I will reply, then write that down. Number two, listen for the music. Sometimes when you're reading a book, you come upon a sentence that just sounds like music. No notes, no melody, just words on a page, but they sound magically musical. A splendid specimen is the last sentence of The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Now, I know Fitzgerald wasn't Southern, but his wife Zelda was from Montgomery, Alabama, so y'all cut me some slack here. Anyway, here's that sentence. So we beat on, boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into the past. That sentence is memorable because it's musical. It uses a technique that songwriters and poets have used since songs and poems were invented. A string of words that start with the same letter. Beat, boats, borne, back. You can do this at home, kids. Give it a go. And finally, don't be afraid to repeat yourself. For this, let's turn to the aforementioned William Faulkner. Now, old Bill did write great sentences with fewer than 100 words. An example is the five sentences, only 44 words total, that end his novel, Absalom, Absalom. The book is about a young man from Mississippi named Quentin Compson, who is deeply troubled about the history of his home state. And his college roommate at Harvard finally asks him why he hates the South. "I don't hate it," Quentin said quickly, at once, immediately. "I don't hate it," he said. "I don't hate it," he thought, panting in the cold air of the iron New England dark. "I don't. I don't. I don't hate it. I don't hate it." Seven times he says it. And we come away thinking that maybe Quentin actually does hate the South. And that, folks, is some good storytelling. If you think maybe that you'd like to take these three notions home and write your own Southern story, just come to SalvationSouth.com when you're done and hit the submit button. We'd love to give it a read.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.